said, okay, server, I'm fine. So I start 20 minutes, 25 minutes, half hour, goes into 45 minutes, questions, answers, etc. Yeah. I thought, I'm running out of subject. So I go on to Burke's Law, Gene Barry, and they go, oh, yes, he's beautiful. I said, yeah, really, but oh, what a terrible job. And he said, why? I said, the poor guy, he has to spend all that time. I said, it takes a whole day to create an hour program. He's kissing these most beautiful women all over the world. They said, what's bad? I said, poor fella, when he gets home in the evening, he walks through the front door, and his wife runs to him, and he says, don't kiss me. Why? My lips are bruised. They're in pain. You know, poor fella. And they're going, yes, yes, must be terrible. I'm thinking, terrible? This guy has been kissing all the most beautiful women in the world, and he gets paid for it.
And he gets paid for it. Yeah.
So he wants to be him, so I call him Burke now.
So I said last week, I said, that's it.
My friend's a Burke.
But Penny said, Penny, Burke. I said to Penny, that's it, I'm Burke's Law. I'm now Amos Burke. So she's burst out laughing. I said, you can't laugh because now you're Penny Burke.
Well, I'm going to ask Anne a question.
Yeah, ask Anne a question.
I'm going to ask Anne a question.
Ask me a question, Keith.
Go on, Keith.
Right. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
No idea.
I've got no choice.
Well, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that, ooh wee. Look at that, look at that, look at that, ooh wee. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh wee. Well, she's so fine, fine, fine. She's so fine, fine. She's so fine, and she's so fine, fine, fine. She's
improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
You're listening to Having a Ball on Phoenix FM, the best radio show in the world.
Probably.
FM.
Oh, the wonderful Justin Lee Shorts and Do I Do. And before that, it was, whoa, all I can say is that it's one of Anne's one of Anne's favourites. And she's got a fantastic arrangement of music she loves. Anne loves all types of music, don't you, Anne?
I do. I mean, I suppose there's certain things that I love more than others. I was brought up in a sort of, you know, incredibly... my mum's side of the family was Scottish, and all I ever heard was sort of rather tedious Scottish folk music and Irish folk music and classical...
Hold on 2 seconds, Anne. I don't know if your mic... Is your mic... Could you...
It's got a blue light, shouldn't it?
Is it a blue light?
Hello?
Oh, that's it. I got you back.
Yes.
Do apologise, Anne. Do apologise. I'll have a word with the producer later.
That's okay. I am
right,
here now.
Yes.
So I was brought up in this family where they didn't really listen to the kind of music that I would turn out to like. My mum's side of the family were always listening to sort of Scottish folk music and Irish folk music.
Is that in your family?
My mum's family is Scottish. And my... Grandfather Smith, on my mum's side, used to go around the house singing Jacobite folk songs. I'm sort of quite familiar with a lot of those. And I do wish he'd survived to hear the Proclaimer's Letter from America, because I think he would really have liked that. Imagine him going, when you go, absolutely imagine.
A letter from America.
Yeah, I can completely imagine that.
He wouldn't like the 500 miles.
Oh, he might like that as well, actually. I think he might have liked the Proclaimer. I know he used to sort of get quite interested in bands with a sort of, you know, Celtic background, but quite up to date, sort of like Horselips and things like that. Yeah. He used to get quite interested in that. But I said jokingly a few years ago to someone, I said, I don't really listen to music of white origin. And he got very upset with me.
Really?
And I was like, no, honestly, you know... I just, as soon as I sort of discovered rock and roll, 60s soul, and then jazz, and all things like that, and I was like, no, this is my music, this is one I want to listen to.
Yeah, and I love your way, I mean, the Marvin Gaye's to the Dusty Springfields to the Jackie Wilsons, I think that's fantastic type of music. I mean, even Penny, next to you, you love a bit of R&B, yeah, you do, don't you?
Mm.
And you love it when I play it. I mean, Martin here, I'm not even going to look at him, he's giving me weird faces, you know what I mean?
I just love all kinds of popular music from about the beginning of the 20th century till around the mid 80s when I stopped listening.
I've kind of had to
catch up a lot since then. I mean, I had never heard that Jeweller song until I was listening to your show a few weeks ago,
which is fantastic. Do you know, that makes me feel quite
it's about 20 years old and I've never heard it before. Oh my god, I love this, I have to go and buy this. So, you know, I missed that. I missed, you know, there were great records in the 90s that I missed, completely just went straight past me. And I've had to sort of catch up with since. And, you know, I've had a selfie with Lou Bega and so on, because I love Mambo Number 5. Who doesn't?
Oh, and things like that. But also, I mean, the multitude of millions of wonderful fans out there that love Anne Hegarty, the governess. But also, it was fantastic on 2018 when you were on Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. I mean, that was just amazing. And how you portrayed yourself over there, and people saw another side of Anne, which I really hold my hands up and my head up, and I applaud you, Anne, because you came over as the person, an honest person. That was the main thing.
It's lovely that everyone thinks I come over so well. I mean, my feeling at the time was I must be coming across as utterly and completely pathetic.
No, you didn't.
Well,
no.
I felt pathetic,
no.
And I made several attempts to walk out, and the only reason I didn't walk out was I was in there with such lovely people.
Yes.
And they basically kept me there.
But didn't that make you feel like, you know what I mean? I mean, bless your heart, you must have felt like this a long time ago, or in times that you feel like, I've got no one around me to hug me, or I've got no one to be with me. But then you went in there, and where you're enclosed in this this area, I mean, it must, looking in the studio now, it must bring back memories of you being a celebrity, get me out of here. But in the way I've done the wonderful sound.
We didn't get blueberry muffins and churros in there, I've got to say.
I mean, it must give you that feeling that in that confined space that you had these wonderful people around you to help you get through.
They just really were so supportive.
I
mean, I didn't know any of them beforehand. I knew Emily Atack's mother slightly.
Yes.
And that was all. I mean, we didn't... Before I went in, I had no idea that John Barrowman was going to be in.
And I know Emily Atek's father.
Sneaking behind me.
No, Emily Atek's father, Keith Atek, of course, is the fantastic guitarist.
Of course, yes. Yeah. And
have you ever listened to his music?
I remember reading about it in the 70s and 80s. But what I mostly think of him as is when we came back to Heathrow, and he helped me put all my suitcases on the trolley, and then I was sort of trying to swerve slightly away from all the press, and they all fell off. So 3 minutes later, he put all the cases back on the trolley again. So thank you, Keith. That was adorable of you.
Is that hotel as lovely as it looks?
The hotel that we go into afterwards. It is. It's mostly... I think the reason they choose it is it had... I don't think it's the same hotel anymore now, but the reason they chose it was it has this great big open plan atrium. So when you walk in, everyone is there applauding. And I think that's sort of really useful. It's it doesn't have particularly... I mean, the view is sort of just the other hotel across the road, basically. but it is very comfortable, and you get a little suite.
And you do get looked after.
Oh, you do, yes, definitely.
Oh, bless you, Ed. I'm going to be playing one of your wonderful songs, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to discuss the matter regarding a celebrity lunch coming up on the 14th of April.
Absolutely.
And, of course, the wonderful Martin. Martin Rose is here with his lovely wife, Penny, and we'll be discussing a celebrity lunch coming up very shortly. Let's have a little bit of the wonderful Martin. Excuse me, I'm talking, please.
I'm sorry.
Stand by your bed, sir. Stand by your bed, sir.
I'll put the cane away.
When I look at you. I'm going to be playing one of Anne's songs. She loves a bit of Marvin Gaye.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day, baby. And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay. But if I ever caught you running around, blowing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I'd be long gone. Then I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if you ever let that spring turn cold, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, 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 I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Oh, I wouldn't be doggone. Baby, I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you hear me? Well, now what I whatever her man wants her to be. And I don't want much. All I want from you is for you to be true to me. I'll be doggone if love ain't a man's best friend. Oh, baby. And I'll be doggone if you ain't the loving end.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, the wonderful, the one and only. That was a bit of the wonderful Marvin Gaye. Yes, I'm going to be passing you over to the wonderful Spencer Carter, who wants to speak to the wonderful Anne.
Can I just say, I wasn't prepared for this, but there we go. Hello, Anne, how are you?
Hello,
lovely
how are you?
To see
I'm fine.
I just want to, just not ask you a question, but I just wanted to apologise. Keith's putting earphones on me, just bear with me. You were talking about I'm a Celebrity and the way that you came across and stuff, and I just... I had, or I've got, sorry, a member of my family, an adult, who was kind of unsure of their kind of diagnosis. They were going through some stuff, and you know, right. all, on the spectrum and stuff like this. And your story actually helped them. They saw your behaviour and they saw the way you were and the way you came across.
I've been told that often. I mean, in fact, people say to me, of course, you really went into the jungle to raise awareness, didn't you? And I went, actually, I went into the jungle for the money and the fame. Yeah, thank you anyway.
Absolutely. And so many people say, don't they? Well, I'm going there for this. And you think, no, you're going in there you're for the exposure.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I just wanted to say, the way you came across, it really helped people.
Yeah, I hope it did.
Yeah, it really did, because they kind of identified and they saw that it was actually, no, that's me. That's what it is. And it kind of enabled them to kind of get some clarity around what they were kind of...
I hope everybody saw how kind everyone was to me, because I was just... It was in there with such lovely people, and they were all sort of, you know, very protective of me, which I just really, really appreciated.
And I think what was nice as well is, I think when you saw the initial lineup, you thought there may have been some slightly spiky people that might have been a bit trickier. But they weren't, were they?
We all got along so well. I mean, on rare occasions when it looked as if something might be going to kick off, someone else would step in and calm it down. I mean, we were the nicest. I think we must be about the nicest bunch that they've ever had on
Unsolved. Yeah, I think so.
And I don't think it's a coincidence that that series had the highest ratings ever. There's a limit to actually how much people want to see people squabbling in a confined setting where everyone's hungry and you've all, you know... You're liable to kick off, but actually, you know, what people want is to see people getting along, and
yeah,
they did.
I do, and I think that people are just kind of, you know, they're sick of the arguing and they're sick of the people. They just want to see people. I think this is one of the reasons why kind of, you know, Strictly, for example, is so successful, because it's just people getting on and celebrating.
Mm.
Now, last time I saw you, yeah, I'm just going to ask that, don't worry. God, it's like my
Keith
mother.
Keith is trying to shove paper under his nose.
I know, it's to start, Ada.
Last time I saw you, you were dressed as Hamburger.
Yes, that was a week ago.
Now, that was a week... Now, apart from the reaction at the end when Jedward came on, I was laughing my head off because I was sort of turned.
I absolutely love Jedward. I mean,
no,
I've never met them before, and they were just utterly delightful boys. They were just so... down to earth. There was nothing diva-ish about them. They were just jokey and fun. We got along famously. And it was just, it was kind of cramped on that stage. And one of them, I can't tell them apart, but one of them was sort of batting at me with their fake claws. And I just sort of jokingly turned around and went, oi, and sort of glowered at them. And it made the papers, and everyone was like, oh no, she seriously hates Jedward. No, I don't. We were just mucking around.
It was just the perfect Saturday night TV, though. It really was.
People are much too quick to assume I really am the governess.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'll turn around and glower, and everyone's like, oh, she really, really is like that.
We just want a cuddler, don't we?
No, I know. And just very quickly before Keith kills me because I'm taking over his show. just when you're quizzing and you are not on the TV, but you quiz.
Yeah.
How do people react to you?
I do quite a lot of quizzes, but not the kind of pub quizzes where, you know, you'd be there with, like, someone who just dropped into the pub. I tend to, on a Tuesday evening, I tend to quiz with the Chiltern League.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go out to some pub in Buckinghamshire, and it'll be me and my team, which is called Farnham Common Social Club. So it's just that glamorous. And, you know, we will be playing some other team named after a pub. And I do that. And then a lot of Saturdays I'm doing a sit-down written quiz with various venues throughout the country. I tend to go to one in Hartford because it's the nearest to me. But there are people taking these quizzes all over the country.
I just think if I was on a team and I saw you walk in, I would just be like, where's my bag? I'm off.
But seriously, you'd be amazed what I don't know. I mean, in the Chiltern League, my team is going to end up second this season. Not first, but second. Because we always get beaten by a team called the Squirrel. No, there are two squirrel teams. We get beaten by Squirrel A. And one of the guys on that team is actually the national captain of the Scotland quiz team. And I'm a member of the Scotland quizzing squad. So I know him.
No, I have to say, I'm wearing a badge today with pride. I have to say, on the chase yesterday, I got a question right that you didn't.
This is not as rare as you might think.
The first time, I'm trying to remember. It was. I can't. It was. Yeah, it was yesterday's edition. I think it was. And I was watching, and I didn't know any of them, but I knew this one, and I was like, I know that.
What was the question?
I'm trying to.
In case I get asked it again.
I can't think what it was, but you went for the centre option. And it was the left one. I just remember that going. Oh, I've got it right. I was
what you don't realise is there are quite often. There are sometimes occasions when both the contestant and I get the wrong answer. We may get different wrong answers, or we may get the same wrong answer. And when that happens, because it makes no difference to the result, because nothing moves on the table, very often those get cut out, so you don't see them.
Mm.
So you may well think I'm getting fewer questions wrong than I mean, I'm not saying there are that many of them, but when that happens, they cut it out for time, because they don't need to show a question that both of us got wrong. But sometimes that happens. My agent's going to kill me for saying so. He's always saying, oh, you're too honest. But, you know, it just is the case.
It's what. Are you keen to press a button here, Mr. Keith Ball?
I'm going to. Do you know what? I'm going to play a song now. And the wonderful.
This is a microphone. If you talk into it, they hear
I'm
you.
I'm going to, darling. I'm going to. As you gather.
Oh, get a room.
We're going to put a podcast together. We could do a show, and we'd love you. When we do it, I'm going to ask Martin and Penny along as well to our podcast. But we're going to have a lovely one of our studio two. And we're going to do a podcast. We're going to do it like a special evening, really, aren't we? Yes?
Turn your head.
Oh, I'm turning my head. And we're going to do a special evening, aren't we? We're going to record a podcast. Yes. Right. Well, don't you go nowhere. You're not going nowhere. I'm going to be playing this song for you, Anne. It's the wonderful Blood Your Eyes.
Oh!
Now, just because you're pretty and you think you're mighty wise, you tell me that you love me, then you roll those big brown eyes. When I saw you last week, your eyes were turning black. Go find the guy that beat you up, ask him to take you back. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Now I used to spend my money to make you look real sweet. I wanted to be proud of you when we walked down the street. Now don't ask me to dress you up in satin and in silk. Your eyes look like two cherries in a glass of buttermilk. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell that you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Now I guess our little romance has finally simmered down. You should join a circus. You'd make a real good clown. Your eyes look like a road map. I'm scared to smell your breath. You better shut your peepers before you bleed to death. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, you can hear me now. Can you hear me? I'm out there, mother. I'm out there. I tell you, I'm here. Right. Got wonderful guests. The wonderful you soon, hopefully. Hope you're listening, King. The wonderful dame. I'm going to call her. Oh, she called it too early. The wonderful Anne Hegarty and the wonderful lady Penny Rose and Lord Marching Rose. Now, Lord Marching Rose has got a wonderful event coming up very shortly. Sunday, the 14th of April, a celebrity charity. Hold on. I'll put you up in a minute. Hold on. Let me say my bit. I know you'd interfere. Right. It's a charity lunch. Bunch of Spring 24 on the 14th, on the Sunday in April. Now, where's it being held, my dear friend?
Marriott Regent's Park, Swiss Cottage Station.
Yeah.
Not in the station,
no,
because we don't do that. But it's a few minutes from Swiss Cottage Underground Station.
And wonderful. We've got some fantastic... I know the wonderful Anne Hegarty is going there.
Well, she's our number one celebrity.
Oh. Why, thank you. Yeah.
No, I've got to say this.
She's always been there for you.
Bless her. We absolutely adore her, right? As a friend, but she's so very, very supportive. And give an example of how supportive. In January, it was my birthday, so Penny created this rather surprise birthday party for me and invited people that I just didn't expect. And every so often I looked up, there was other people standing in the hallway, and there we were at about 8 o'clock, Anne Hegarty standing in the hallway of our house. Right, bless her.
I couldn't get there any sooner. I was actually at a quiz. Yeah,
I know you were. You were at a quiz and you came from the quiz.
Indeed.
We absolutely adore this lady, but there we are. So, yep, it's a great event, raising money for the Liam Taylor legacy. Unfortunately, it's a sad case. Liam Taylor was the, how can I put this the nicest possible way? I can't put it the nicest possible way. No. Liam suffered a fatal stabbing in 2020.
Too much of, I'd support you.
Yeah. And so we're raising money for bleed bags, and his grandmother, Julie Taylor, created the Liam Taylor legacy, and so I decided I would do the event specifically to raise money for the bleed bags, which are life-saving. I mean, last year, for example, in Essex alone, these bleed bags saved the lives of 6 people. So it is so important that we raise as much money as we can. But we've got some great celebrities coming along. I mean, you can see on there, you know, we've got Tony Christie, we've got John Conte, and bless her heart, we've got Colin Spall, Fraser Hines. We've got ex-Miss World Anne Sidney.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
I can't remember. Are you on the door? You collected tickets.
were you invited, Keith, or are you...
He wasn't invited. He's just going to turn up.
Gate, yeah. Gate crashes, I know.
Keith will go to the opening of a fridge,
I know,
if he
every
could,
time.
Yeah.
I mean, going back to my birthday party, I looked up, he was there as well.
Yeah, I walked into your house and there was Keith sitting in the conservatory.
Keith, now I've got to say this on air, and I've got to say, Keith, however we joke... You and I, we are the greatest of friends, aren't we?
Yeah, we are very much.
Yeah.
Very much, I love you, dear.
We speak virtually every day, yes. Bless him. And but yeah, we're looking forward. It's going to be a great event. Hopefully we're going to raise lots and lots of money.
How lovely, you've got Eddie Kidd there as well.
Oh, yes, yes.
Eddie Kidd.
Eddie Kidd, once again, very, very supportive. Mm. But all of those celebrities that come along, they come along freely...
We do get a free lunch out of it, you know. It's a good lunch.
Yeah, but the support... the support is very humbling, I have to say.
I love helping you. I mean, it's strange because me and Spencer do a lot for charity as well. And we do back
Keith's show.
Keep it up, Ada. But we love supporting anybody regarding charity. That's the main thing. And anybody wants us anywhere wants us to help them promote their charity, we're always here. We'll always help him because Spencer does a lot outside, and he really does do a lot. Now, Spencer, you said that as a young girl, you turned around and said last week that they're doing dancing, is it? Some.
Oh, there's a school that's going to be performing at the Towngate Theatre pretty soon. And I was going to... actually, Anne, I should give them a good luck message afterwards, if you wouldn't mind, just to say. But they're just performing at the Towngate. And it's kind of... I think young people in particular... And I know you were saying about this case and you were being sensitive, saying, you know, how you should address it. I think... I think you should address it up front, because I think that's what we need to do. I think
we do.
I think we've circled round it too much.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, in this type of situation, you need to call it out, and we need to say that, you know, this is not acceptable and this is not on. And it's.
But also in the legal side of matters, you've been in the legal side of matters for many, many years, Martin. And I think that helps as well with your belief, because I think you're a very strong person. And once you start something, you know what I mean, being in the legal side, you don't give up until you've won.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think your relationship with Keith, just to touch on that for a second, I think that, I know Keith said many a time, quite often, and you know this in this industry, when you meet people, you might meet them and they go, oh, let's keep in touch and we build a relationship, and, and you know they don't.
Yeah,
and you know,
that's right.
But you two have, and you've continued that, and I just think that's really impressive. And I think this sort of event is just absolutely perfect. Now, we've got a great track coming up. Do you like Jackie Wilson?
I love Jackie Wilson.
This is probably one of the greatest songs ever. You know what this is.
Some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Having a ball
on Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, the wonderful James Brown. The Papa's got a brand new bag. Right, we were talking earlier, just not long ago, about this wonderful event that's going on the 14th of April. And Martin, all I can say is that now everybody wants to come. Because the amount of wonderful celebrities, and I know it's all a fantastic cause, it's also a fantastic auction. Now, on this auction, Martin, on Facebook, on the wonderful Martin Rose or Penny Rose's website, you can go and see some of the wonderful auction gifts. They are fantastic.
Everything that is auctioned and raffled is donated. We've got some wonderful, once again, supporters on this. I don't know if Joe's listening, but Joe, bless your heart for all the things you donate. But the amazingly wonderful thing, and of course, John Conti, auctioneer extraordinaire, and you helped him out last time.
Oh, that was funny, wasn't
wow,
it?
Wow, did we have some fun?
I know, we did have some fun.
Between the two,
getting me up on stage with John Conti,
money,
I know.
They didn't know they had.
Yeah, that was good. That weren't rehearsed as well. We did
no rehearsal, and I strayed into it.
Yeah. I did enjoy it.
I've got to mention
much.
Someone else, because there's Leslie Ann Jones, bless her, the author, she and presenter. She also very, very supportive. In fact, we were supposed to see Leslie Ann the other day. Unfortunately, we were much too ill to meet up. But again, the support that we get from so many people is just unbelievable.
Can I just, before we go on, I'd like to say a wonderful thing is, the wonderful Penny is here today, because this time last week, she was being rushed to hospital, and she's made, I really love you very, very much. I love you both so much. But it's so lovely to have the wonderful Fittish Penny in with us, and she's made such an effort.
Fittish?
Yes, Fittish. Is it Fittish is a word? I know Anne, the wonderful Anne Hegarty, have put me one.
Fittish isn't a word.
Isn't it?
It can be.
It can be, thank you very much.
Fairly fit, a bit fit, then you are Fittish.
Yeah, I see that. You've been corrected by Anne Hegarty. Now you can't argue with the governess. So,
I have a master's degree in linguistics.
As I said, Sarah said, like, one, two, three, one. Right. As I turn around and say,
supercalifragilistic.
This time,
yes.
But the wonderful, wonderful Penny was, of course, this time last week being rushed to hospital with when I phoned you and spoke to me, there's a possibility she's had a stroke.
Well, this is it. She had all the symptoms. And it was very worrying. She phoned 111. They sent an ambulance straight away. As soon as the ambulance arrived, the staff were wonderful. What was her name?
Oh, here we go. Look,
Lauren. Lauren, on the ambulance. When we got to the hospital, it was non-stop tests.
Yes, non-stop.
Until they actually found out what the problem was.
Was being married to you?
Yes, it
was it like?
Well, they did discover, but being married to me,
mental illness.
To start raving bonkers.
Was it mental illness or something?
But quite seriously, there was a moment. A few moments, I was quite worried.
Getting in touch with solicitor about the will. Right, all I can say is,
my kids, whatever you do.
For that, I've just written you out of my will, Keith.
I'll tell you, he's on the phone. He's on
Anne
the phone.
And Hegarty inherits all my debts now.
Honestly. Don't. Honestly. The Liz Taylor of the Essex. Right, all I can say is, right,
your
this next song,
listening,
I'm going to have the wonderful.
Yeah, Adrian's listening. Yeah, control yourself.
Spencer, I've got Spencer.
Okay, so I take over.
Spencer, I like to you talk to your wonderful Anne.
Oh, if anyone is still listening, I just wanted to, and I just wanted to talk about, we were just talking off here about Northern Soul.
Yeah.
And just how wonderful Northern Soul is, and you're a big fan. And what is it about Northern Soul?
I'm not really sure. I remember in the 1970s, in fact, as a child in the 60s and 70s, I didn't like soul music because it just seemed much too emotional, and I just found it quite embarrassing. And then I think sort of during the 70s, I occasionally heard it and thought, you know, that's actually rather nice. I like that. And then Dexys Midnight Runners' first album came out, Searching for the Young Soul Rebels, and I thought, this actually is really brilliant. I mean, they're a bunch of idiots, but actually this is a really good album. And I just simply started hearing more and more of it. I started buying albums, and I've still got tons and tons of vinyl at home. But
vinyl is very much back in, isn't it?
So I believe, yes, jolly good. I'll have to dig it all out again.
It is. Vinyl was very much the way. And I think with Northern Soul, I don't know if you agree, but I think you can listen to something for years and then go back to it and it's something new about it. It sounds fresh every single time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I don't know any other genre of music that does that. Mm. I don't. This next track I want to play, I don't know if you know, I know you do know it. So this for me is one of the greatest Northern Soul songs of all time.
Skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. The snake. Now she wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk, and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from her work that night. As soon as she arrived, now she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. The snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again, and then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sighed the snake.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh, the wonderful Al Wilson, the snake. Right, Al, you love that one, don't you? Love a bit of Northern Soul.
Brilliant stuff.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. And you, Martin, do you like a bit of Northern Soul?
Loves it. Yeah,
think about it.
And he said, I love it, so I love it. That's it. I mean, you know.
Okay.
I'll tell you, we'd run out of rolling pins in our house.
It'd be West and East in a minute. You know,
I'm told.
East Soul, West Soul. Right, and you, Penny, you love a bit of Northern Soul. We know, Anne. Now, Anne Hegarty. soon, hopefully. Please, King, I know you're listening to the show, and I know. And also all I can say is that you must make this lovely lady, the wonderful Anne Hegarty, a dame very, 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 very soon. So then, yes, then I've got the worry of her chopping my head off like I have with Marching. All I can say is that Anne Hegarty, you've been an absolute angel, and I cannot thank you. You've been wonderful guests. Actually, you've been more than wonderful.
Thank you. I've thoroughly enjoyed myself.
I really mean it. And will you come on to be a guest again?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, we would love you. And also, we can play more of your wonderful music.
Absolutely, yes.
But also, and Penny, it's lovely seeing you fit and well. Fittish. And and the wonderful Luke Martin Rose.
Just got to mention, one of our wonderful supporters and dear, dear, dear friend, Françoise Pascal, she is listening at this moment.
Is she?
Yes.
Really?
Morning, Francois.
We'll have to get Francois back into the studio.
Why not? Yeah.
She does her own show, doesn't she?
Yes, she does indeed. Yep. She'd also be a great subject.
Well, I'm going to leave you with a couple of songs before a wonderful Spencer Carter spends the wonderful 3 hours of every genre. You see, that's another word. Genre of music from every decade for 3 hours. So stay with the wonderful Phoenix 98 FM while I get things sorted out and say goodbye to my wonderful guest, the wonderful Spencer Carter, is here forever.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, hum on a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, face the music and dance. Fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to come up with the bill, and while we still have got that chance, face that music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. Teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music. Look at that music. Why not face the music and dance?
that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack.
Don't you treat me this away, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, 'cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.